In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Online credit card fraud is growing. We'll talk with the Wall Street Journal's Robin Seidel.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal says the rate of online credit card fraud is growing, a fact that coincides with growth of purchases taking place on the Internet. The credit card industry has just announced a plan to encourage online merchants to provide card issuers with more detailed customer data that could be used to help catch fraudulent purchases. Here to talk about the growing problem is Wall Street Journal's senior special writer, Robin Seidel. First, Robin, we're talking about stolen credit card information, be it physically or electronically, correct?
Correct. It's basically using a credit card on the internet that does not belong to you.
How bad has the incidence of online credit card fraud increased? There are at least a couple of studies, aren't there?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one to really for the industry to get their arms around, but it's big and it's growing. One consulting firm says that it will be about $4 billion worth of card fraud this year, growing to more than seven by 2020. And, you know, that's just likely to keep rising as people are buying, good people and bad people are buying more stuff on the internet.
And Javelin Strategy and Research has just released a study saying 7.5% of online merchants' revenue is eaten up by the cost of actual fraud and costs associated with fraud prevention tools.
Yeah, it's really tricky for merchants because there are a lot of different ways that the bad guys are using this information to buy, to steal, essentially, goods and services. And they're having a hard time, getting their arms around it. And it's particularly difficult for what is known as digital merchants. Those are merchants where you're downloading a song, a video game. Those are particularly difficult because it's an instant delivery system. So once they find out that the credit card is bad or stolen, you know, the purchaser already has the goods.
Yeah. So, you know, online merchants are at a big disadvantage to try to authenticate a purchase since they obviously can't see the customer. And you talk about these instant purchases. What is the credit card industry doing about this? They have announced a plan.
Yeah, they have. It's very technical, but essentially now when you buy something online, the merchant is sending certain types of data to the card issuer to try and authenticate that purchase. It's a lot of it is basic data. It's the account number. It's the merchant's name. It's the purchase price. And that's a few other details as well. And now an industry group is kind of setting standards for card issuers to be able to accept more detailed information from the merchant to try and catch anything that's not kosher, essentially. One of the big red flags is if you're buying something online and you're using a credit card, but you're shipping it to a different address. That's a big issue, and that can be a flag. And if you haven't done that before and suddenly you're shipping things to different countries, especially countries where there's a lot of known fraud, you know, that can be a sign. And now the issuer will be able to accept that information. The point of this is, though, it's really going to be optional for merchants. So the merchants have the information. Whether they want to send it to the card issuer to further cement the authentication is up to them.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't this also involve using unique numbers to confirm a transaction?
Yeah, the other tool, and this is a really interesting one, and a lot of these breaches that have occurred happen because merchants store credit card information. So there is a process that the industry is really pushing called tokenization, where the actual card data, the information on the card, my name, my account number, my expiration date, never really goes to the merchant. There's a middleman, and it could be a card issuer. It could be another company that serves as kind of a vault. And they get my information, and then they give the merchant a token. So the merchant can only identify me by that token, which is a unique number or some other kind of symbols. So if people hack into the merchant's database, they will not have actual access to credit card information.
Robin, what sort of businesses do online scammers particularly target?
Well, I mean, I think they target everything, and it really, really depends. I mean, you can have people, you know, buying electronics at a big merchant and then having it shipped elsewhere. Or lots of times what they're also doing is they're coming into the store to pick it up, so that avoids the whole shipping issue. Again, as we said, a lot of these instant delivery services are also falling victim. And someone was talking to me about the online travel industry, which I thought was really interesting, where the bad guy will use a bad credit card number, book a flight or book a hotel through a third party online travel agency for you know, a couple of months out, and then they will call the hotel or the airline directly, change those plans and say, oh, actually, I've changed my plans. Yeah. I would like to fly tomorrow, right, or I'd like to stay tonight. And then, you know, if they have some kind of, if they've already sold that information, they can, the person who may have bought that bad reservation could actually be in the lobby of the hotel, knows that the confirmation has gone through, that it's changed, and then boom, they get a free night.
Online fraud is really difficult, you write, for online merchants because they're now on the hook to pay the cost of a bogus transaction. Yet, you know, as far as customers are concerned, their delivery of goods has to be timely.
Yeah, actually, online merchants, it's really strange. Online merchants have always been on the hook. Point of sale physical merchants used to not be on the hook. Now they are on the hook with the advent of chip cards and chip technology. But, yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword for the online merchant. They've often complained that they have to pay the cost of fraud. Now they're spending so much more money on fraud prevention tools and trying to get their arms around this. At the same point, they are trying to satisfy their good customers. So as somebody said to me, the bad guy is stuck in between two good transactions. That's a lot of pressure on the online merchant to figure out which is the good one, which is the bad one.
Right. Is the rise in so-called card-not-present fraud directly related to the shift in more secure technology at the checkout line, or is it too soon to tell?
It is too soon to tell. Right now, people say that they think the card-not-present, as it's called, online fraud is rising just because more people are shopping online. So the bad guys are doing their shopping online, too. But in other countries, when they have moved to that chip technology, as we recently did here, there was definitely a migration of fraud from the physical store to the online dimension. But it's unclear if that's going to happen here, especially it might be down the road because there are still so many millions of merchants in this country who have not even adopted the chip technology yet.
Wall Street Journal senior special writer Robin Seidel, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.